Hi.
Hi. How are you?
You have questions.
Yes.
So Kevin Feige originally told Hugh Jackman not to return as Wolverine, and he originally rejected the idea of Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool 3. Basically, what we have just learned is that Kevin Feige really did not want any of this to happen at first. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder, where we talk about Marvel every single day. And today, thanks to Variety and Empire, we have a deep look into Marvel Studios and what it took to make Deadpool and Wolverine happen, including over 25 different ideas from Ryan Reynolds that were rejected by Kevin Feige at first. Now, this may concern some people, but this is actually fantastic news. Plus, not to mention, if you haven't heard, they are doing reshoots right now to apparently add some more cameos to the movie. And it makes me feel especially good to know that Kevin Feige would not allow anything to happen in this movie if it didn't absolutely work for the movie and for the MCU. So anything done with Deadpool 3 is going to be, at least we hope so, fantastic. So let's dive into this new Variety article that just came out about a couple of hours ago and break it all down. And if you love Marvel and you're new to the channel, please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the latest Marvel videos. So right away, we can just take a look at the title, the headline of this article that states, Kevin Feige originally told Hugh Jackman, don't come back as Wolverine. Rejected Ryan Reynolds' first Deadpool 3 pitch for Rashomon-style film. And we'll break down what exactly Rashomon-style film means in just a bit, but first, let's get into the rest of the article. It starts by stating, Deadpool and Wolverine is poised to be one of the biggest movies of the year thanks to the pairing of Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, who is returning to his iconic X-Men role for the first time in 7 years. Jackman's return is skyrocketing buzz around the comic book film, which is much needed for Marvel Studios after a rocky 2023 that saw movies such as Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and The Marvels flop at the box office. It might come as a surprise, but Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige confirmed to Empire that he originally warned Jackman against playing Wolverine again. I said, "Let me give you a piece of advice, Hugh. Don't come back. You had the greatest ending in history with Logan. That's not something we should undo." That's a Kevin Feige direct quote. So obviously Kevin Feige was very, very clear. He did not want to undo what happened in Logan. And one thing to keep in mind is that Kevin Feige basically started his Marvel career with the very first X-Men film with Hugh Jackman. In the year 2000, which is when the X-Men film came out, Kevin Feige was hired by Marvel as a producer, and on the first X-Men film, he was made an associate producer due to his knowledge on the Marvel Universe. And that's one thing that I absolutely love about Kevin Feige, and that's why he is the president of Marvel Studios, because of his knowledge. And that is also why Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, when they first announced that Wolverine was returning in that second video when they were both sitting on the couch, they said, they're not going to undo Logan. They're not going to undo what happened there. One is because, well, of course, they just simply shouldn't undo that because it was an incredible scene.
It takes place in 2029, mm-hmm. Totally separate thing. Mm-hmm. Logan died in Logan, not touching that.
And it was an incredible movie, and it really was an incredible part of the history of Wolverine on screen. It would be a shame to undo that, but also, too, Kevin Feige said no, you can't undo it. And speaking of no, Kevin Feige told Ryan Reynolds no at least 25 times, and we'll get to that in just a bit, but here's what brought Kevin Feige on board with Wolverine returning, with Hugh Jackman returning as Wolverine. The article states, what ultimately got Feige on board with the idea of Jackman coming back was that he would not be playing the version of Logan slash Wolverine that audiences grew to love in the various X-Men movies. That was also of interest to Jackman himself. His original iteration of Wolverine died in Logan, and he did not want to screw with that film either. So basically, both Kevin Feige and Hugh Jackman did not want to basically undo anything that Logan did. They didn't want to undo Logan's death. And we've actually talked about this over the past few years because this happened with Professor Xavier and Patrick Stewart as well. He said he would never want to undo what happened in Logan because both of the characters, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Logan, die in Logan. And at that time, both actors said that they were done with their characters because they didn't want to undo anything, and they both had said goodbye to their characters in Logan. But now it's a completely different story because the multiverse exists. So it's not undoing anything. They are simply playing a different variant of the character that is coming from a completely different universe where their characters died in Logan. And Hugh Jackman went on to say, it's all because of this device they have in the Marvel world of moving around timelines. Now we can go back because, you know, it's science, so I don't have to screw with the Logan timeline, which was important to me, and I think probably to the fans too. And 100%, it was definitely important to the fans, and I think that that moment should not be undone as well, which is why I love the Multiverse Saga right now, because it does allow variants of these characters to appear in movies without undoing any really important events that happened. Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man is another perfect example. Kevin Feige has already stated they're not going to undo the snap, yet it's been said Robert Downey Jr. is returning for Secret Wars. Of course, this is possible because of variants. And to that point, variants can be very, very similar or not the same at all, or kind of just be a blend of what we know about the character mixed with some new things that we don't know about the character. In fact, Hugh Jackman said in the interview with Empire that Deadpool and Wolverine will show different sides of Wolverine we haven't seen before in the movies, which I don't know about y'all, but I am super excited to see. I definitely think that one of those sides is a rated R banter with Deadpool. I am really, really looking forward to their conversations and arguments throughout this movie. But regarding Kevin Feige telling Hugh Jackman not to return, that he wouldn't undo Logan, and him telling Ryan Reynolds no a bunch of times, this is what they had to say about that. The article states, Feige not only warned Jackman at first not to return as Wolverine, but he also told Empire that he rejected Ryan Reynolds' original pitch for a third Deadpool movie, as the two were figuring out the best way to introduce the character into the Marvel Cinematic Universe following Disney's acquisition of Fox. Reynolds revealed that he first envisioned Deadpool 3 as a Rashomon story about Wolverine and Deadpool and something that they got into together, but told from three completely different perspectives. It was a way to make a large-scale movie in a very small way. Feige turned down the pitch, although he added, "The truth is, I wasn't even sure how to incorporate Deadpool yet. I was very much thinking about how to bring mutants and the X-Men into the MCU, and I thought it needed to be more than just playing the hits. But the truth is, Ryan is an idea machine, so he may have pitched that to me, but he also pitched 25 other thoughts and ideas." And the article ends with a quote from Ryan Reynolds. He said, and I quote, "Went back to the drawing board and I wrote up about 18 different treatments, some of them almost like a Sundance film, a budget of under $10 million, sort of using the IP in a way that they previously hadn't used. And I pitched bigger movies and I pitched things in between," end quote. And the article ended right after that quote by stating, "Whatever it is Reynolds and Feige agreed on, audiences will finally be able to check it out when Deadpool and Wolverine hits theaters on July 26th from Disney." And this is why I am so excited for Deadpool and Wolverine, because one, Sean Levy said that it was not a Deadpool 3, and it's very clear after reading this article that that is the case. Because two, Kevin Feige rejected a lot of ideas until Kevin Feige, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, and Sean Levy agreed upon a story that would actually be fantastic and do all of these characters justice. Also, side note, I really love that Kevin Feige said that he was working on mutants and X-Men in the MCU. This proves that he has been working on the X-Men and the mutants for a very long time, so it comes as little to no surprise that we are indeed getting a new X-Men film soon in the Multiverse Saga. But I, for one, am just super excited about Deadpool and Wolverine now, because I believe that whatever is in this movie, be it cameos or whatever storylines they put in, I believe that they are the best version that we could possibly get from this movie, because Kevin Feige, Ryan Reynolds, and Hugh Jackman were so meticulous with this. They worked on it so hard. I have no doubt that this is going to be the best story that we could possibly get for Deadpool and Wolverine, and also fit extremely well into the Multiverse Saga. So let me know what you think about this in the comments down below. Do you like this? Do you not like this? Does it make you feel better about Deadpool and Wolverine? Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below, and please don't forget to like this video and subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the latest Marvel videos, and so you can enter our giveaway for a chance to win an Xbox Series X or PS5. We give one of those away to one subscriber at the end of each month. And you can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify if you are on those. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.